You're with Cape Talk. This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Now, in November last year, President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the Labour Relations and Labour Amendment Act, which, amongst many other actions, finally cemented a new father's entitlement to 10 days of paternity leave. But how is it actually going to work? That is a question one of our listeners asked me in an email a couple of weeks ago. He is fully in support of the concept, thinks it's an incredibly positive development. But he said to me, as an employer, I don't really know where I stand. I don't feel confident about how to apply this new policy. Was he expected to swallow the cost, he asked, or is the UIF? If it is the latter, is it going to work the same as maternity leave benefits do? Is it going to impact on the existing entitlement of family responsibility leave that is already there? Well, we thought we'd put those questions and a few others to somebody who really knows the ins and outs of this new law and how it's going to work in practice. And that somebody is Anlie Besuidenhout, who joins me on the line now, Senior Associate in the Employment Practice at legal firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Anlie, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start with that big question that our listener asked, the issue of who has to pay the new father for those 10 days. It's the UIF, correct? Not their employer.
It's correct. It's going to work exactly the same as maternity leave benefits. So your employee would have to claim that from the Department of Labor.
From the Department of Labor. Okay. And it is 10 days that they are allowed to claim. Can they expect 100% payout of their salary for that 10 days, or is it partial as it can be with maternity leave?
It's partial. So at the moment, the bill or the act that's been signed says up to 66%, and then there's that income threshold as well, that there's a certain roof over and above which you can't earn, but it will be partial.
Okay. Now, I know many women choose to negotiate with their employer a co-payment of some type to make up the balance, as it were. Will the same be possible for men in this case?
It will. So that's actually a good idea for employers to engage with their employees to see whether or not they would be willing to fill up, where most employers, what they do is they'll fill you up from 66 up until 100%,
okay,
and then just put a work back agreement in place to say, should you leave within 12 months, you can work that back, which is also a good idea for employers for parental leave, just to put some protection in place for the finances or for the financial assistance that you provide.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the employer's role here. So they need to amend their employment contracts, for one, to make them compliant with this and to recognize the existence of this paternity leave. What else does a good employer need to do to make sure that they're on the right side of the law here?
So the first thing is employers should take note that whether or not they're going to acknowledge this right in their policies and their contracts, it exists, because the Basic Conditions of Employment Act trumps whatever is in your contract of employment.
Yeah.
As soon as that is done, I would look at the various provisions which regulates parental leave, adoption leave, and commissioning parental leave, which are the three types of leave, and to work through those provisions and understand them, and to understand that it would have an impact on your family responsibility leave entitlement, and also that there's an interplay. So what this creates, which I think is long overdue, is it also creates scope for couples, regardless of whether they adopt or have a surrogate arrangement in place, to approach their employer to take leave. And they may do that in terms of the commissioning parental leave provision, for example, where one parent may say, in fact, I've taken the decision that in this relationship, I will be the one to stay at home. And then the employer would need to accommodate that, unlike what the case was for maternity leave, where it was limited to females only.
Okay. So let's, speaking of that and that interplay between the maternity and paternity leave, the law is that a new father is entitled to 10 consecutive days of parental leave when the child is born. Does it have to be immediately after the birth of the child, or can a man decide, for example, I'd like to save those 10 days and take them after my wife goes back to work, for example, so that we have an additional 10 days of having one of the parents at home before we kick back into childcare arrangements?
So the BCEA doesn't put a limit on when you need to take it. It does, however, say that it would commence, or that it may take it from the date that an adoption order is granted or the child is born. It uses the word may, which we always interpret as giving your employer scope. I know from some personal experiences that in some cases, fathers may elect to say, well, the first 3 days, I'm not necessarily of much assistance and I would like to take it later.
Yes.
In our view, the Act provides the scope for you to negotiate that and to say, in fact, I can be of better assistance a bit later on please grant me that indulgence.
Okay, thanks for that. You mentioned the word when an adoption order is signed, so that answers the question somebody's asked on the SMS line. Does this apply to adoptive parents as well as to the natural-born father, if I can put it that way?
Yes, so it's the developments, they really are fantastic developments, and they're long overdue, and it provides for parental leave, which is your 10 days that would go to a father, then adoption leave and commissioning parental leave, which actually gives you more than that. It gives you 10 consecutive weeks. So if someone takes adoption leave, one of the parents, or they take the commissioning parental leave, then it leaves it open to the other parent to take the parental leave, the 10 days. Which is fantastic. It means whatever scenario this child is coming into a family with, there'd either be maternity leave and then with that parental leave, or it would be parental leave with adoption leave and commissioning parental leave, which is fantastic. It means both employers or both parents get more time at home.
Yeah. And just to clarify, for those who don't know the term commissioning leave, we're talking here about parents who've become parents via a surrogate. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Anne asking on the SMS line, when does this come into effect, or has it already? Because my son-in-law was told just a few weeks ago that it was still pending. It seems even the Department of Labor itself is confused.
Yeah, unfortunately, it has not. So the act has been signed, and I think that's what's creating quite a bit of confusion. Earlier this week, we were informed that it's possibly looking at a commencement date of between June and September. And the reason for that being is the Department of Labor needs to put all of the systems and the necessary forms in place and also allocate a portion of your contribution to be paid to parental leave. So all of the administrative functions and procedures need to be put in place before the act will come into effect.
Okay, so that's news to me. I had assumed it was 1st of January implementation, as with several of the other elements in that new law. So actually only later this year is what we're hearing.
Correct. It was published with the National Minimum Wage Act, and I think that may be why a lot of employers are also under the impression that it's in place yet, and so do employees. And that's why it's creating quite a bit of confusion.
Yeah.
We're looking at later this year.
Anne, I mean, given that we know it is coming and it is going to be put in place and take effect later this year, it would strike me as being the logical thing for employers to start preparing for it now and maybe even consider getting all their ducks in a row in the meantime so that the minute it is decreed as active, they're ready to go. Would you agree?
I agree. I think it's the ideal time to discuss it, to see how you can accommodate it, to really use it as a tool to engage with your employees and to accommodate them on an aspect of their life, which I think is most important.
You did mention something about family responsibility leave earlier. Can we just go back to that? Does this paternal leave have any impact on what currently exists in law and what many fathers used to utilize in the absence of paternity leave for when a child was born, that 3 days of family responsibility leave? Will that still be there as an entitlement in addition to the 10 days of paternity leave?
No, it won't. So the paternity leave or the family responsibility leave is 3 days, and it had a specific provision which says in the case of your child being born, that will now be deleted from the Act, which means you'll get your 10 days when your child is born, but then you'll get a full 3 days in the event that your child is sick, which I think is also a good development, even though I think 3 days falls very short of what would be needed if a child passes away, for example, which it also provides for. But that means that a new father could take 10 days now, and next year, in the event that the baby is sick, he could stand in 3 full days as opposed to having used some of it recently for the birth.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. Somebody asking on the Twitter feed how much notice they must give an employer. Has that been stipulated in the Act? How far in advance you let them know that you are intending to take paternity leave?
So all three provisions require a month, but it also says if it's not practical, then just as soon as possible. So as with everything in labor relations, I think just keep the discussion open and notify them as soon as you can. Otherwise, it also provides for emergencies and cases of which you weren't necessarily anticipating that specific date.
Quite important with babies which don't tend to follow the rule book and always arrive on the expected due date.
Exactly.
Okay. Anne, anything else you think our listeners should know about how paternity leave is going to work in practice?
I just think it's a brilliant development, and I really do want to encourage employers to get involved and to use it as a tool to show your employees what value they add. I think it's long overdue, and it really is not that onerous, especially since the finances will be covered by the Department of Labor.
Anli Besaidenhout, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate those insights. Anli is Senior Associate in the Employment Practice at legal firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. Hope that has answered most of the questions. Certainly, we ticked all the boxes of the email that I received from that listener, but I hope that if you had any other outstanding queries, Anli has addressed them. If there was anything we didn't cover, please do drop me an SMS to 31567 and we'll try and get you an answer.